Warriors starting the new year with their home opener in the first of seven consecutive games at Chase Center, as Stephen Curry was helping lead the way against the visiting Trailblazers with a team-high 26-point, 8-rebound, 5-assist night.
And there Steph continues to attack.
Switch this thing up. The threes aren't falling. Let's get to the rim.
Andrew Wiggins delivering 15 points on the evening.
Curry, Damian Lee with Oubre, along with Wiseman and Wiggins, and Wiggins attacking down the lane, reversing it up and in. Andrew Wiggins.
As Eric Paschal added 13 points to the effort, yet the Warriors fall to the Blazers, 123-98 the final.
Shot clock off and no need to shoot it. Blazers took control in the first quarter and kind of cruised, and everything you learned in game one, well, the same two teams play on Sunday. 123-98, the Blazers hit 20 threes, hold the Warriors to 39% shooting, the difference the three-point line, and McCollum and Lillard getting it done together, combining for 62.
Tonight, the Warriors with 35 three-point attempts, that's roughly around 44%, I believe, of their shot attempts were from beyond the arc, as they finished 31 for 79, 39% again, another night below 40. Curry had 26 on 9 of 20 shooting, 4 of 12 beyond the arc. The Trailblazers shot 43.5 and 46.5 from 3. They opened the game hitting 7 of their first attempts from distance. And, again, the Warriors have to do a better job defending the 3. Lillard and McCollum combined to score 30 points from 3 tonight. 30, half of their, roughly half of their 62 points combined were from beyond the arc, and they cruised to a 123-98 victory. Warriors made a couple of runs to maybe make it interesting, but they never got it to the point where it was going to be a game, and every time it seemed like they made a run, Portland came back with a 3. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett on the State Farm post-game show, and just a real tough one tonight from start to finish, and it was the first game back for Draymond Green, and it just didn't have the type of impact that they were hoping for.
Well, Tim, this Portland team is guard-oriented. They go one-on-one a lot, and no one thrives on a high pick-and-roll like those two guards, McCollum and Lillard. I mean, they're professionals at it, and that's what happened. The Warriors, in the first 5 minutes of the first quarter, the Warriors got down by 10 quickly because there were five threes made by Portland. And, of course, it was McCollum who had 16, and he went 4-for-4 from three early on in this game, as you mentioned there. And I don't know how you defend that, especially with a rookie center in Wiseman, if he comes back out, they go around him, especially Lillard, and he gets to the basket, makes an easy layup, and creates shots for other people. They were just on their game tonight, and the Warriors had to do a better job of defending that three-point line. I thought in the second quarter the Warriors did much better defense of the Blazers, except the Blazers still hit three-pointers in that second quarter. They fell down again. But overall, they held, I think, 40% shooting in that second quarter. And their offense came in. I thought Paschal gave them a little lift, and so did, who was that that came in? Kent Bazemore, and got a quick 8 for him. But they could never stop the Blazers. You look at those first three quarters, and the quarters are 36, 31, 31. That's a lot of points to give up.
You know, Jim, it's one thing if you're giving up points, as long as if you're getting up and down the floor and you're making some shots and staying right with the team. But if you can't match the other team for firepower, you have to defend. I think, Jim, at the beginning of the year, you and I were talking in preseason about the fact that they had to be a feisty team. They had to be a scrappy, feisty team in order to succeed. They haven't got to that point yet, and it's got to be, you know, it's got to be something that as Draymond gets more and more conditioning, you know, that's something that they have to obtain. They have to become a team that's going to fight against you on the defensive end and make your life miserable and not get the easy looks that they have been giving up so far.
Well, I think what's happened, there are a lot of new people on this team this year, and it's sporadic minutes here and there, and that's the way it has to be, especially early in the going. But here's what has to happen, whether it be Toscano Anderson. Juan Toscano Anderson's already getting some minutes because he can play a team basketball, and he's not going to hurt you out there. He doesn't worry about his scoring. He's going to move the ball around. But you get Damian Lee, Jordan Poole, Michael Mulder in particular, those three, and Eric Paschal as well, although they know who he is. Minutes are available. And Steve Kerr is waiting, and this is part of coaching. Who is going to step up? Who is going to work themselves into the lineup? Who's going to work themselves into more minutes? What individual is going to do that? Who's going to take a next step? It has to be done. And this is a, root, dig, or die thing. This is the NBA. And you get a chance to do it, and here it is. There's plenty of opportunity for minutes. They're available for people who are, right now are, sharing minutes at the latter end of the lineup.
And Jim, the problem, too, is that if someone has to step up, they have to step up in a hurry. Because this homestand, this is a really, really tough homestand. You have Portland again on Sunday, 5:30 tip, 5 o'clock airtime, here on our flagship station, 95.7 The Game on the Warriors Radio Network. And then, of course, Monday, Sacramento comes to town, and they've got some young talent. And De'Aaron Fox is, a guy that, if he gets it going, can be trouble. And then the Clippers, Wednesday and Friday, followed by Toronto and Indiana. There's no breather here.
No. Well, this is the way the league is, and we've seen it. The Warriors pour it on the 5 years they went to the finals in this league. But three things have to happen. Their defense has to get better, particularly from three-point range, okay, because those just kill you. And their shooting has to get better. How does that get better? You got to get easier shots. And you do that by the third thing is they've got to get better at the defensive glass and not turning the ball over. The Warriors tonight are -8 in points off turnovers. And so that's something you can control a little bit. So don't give the game away that way. If they hold on to the ball a little bit better, a little more discreet in how the play that they try to make, shoot the ball better, they've got to put the ball in the basket a little bit better.
All right. Well, Jim, we will see you. You're back on Sunday.
Yes.
You'll have to bring your plus-minus up a little bit from today.
Yeah, let's see how the Warriors respond to that and what they can do differently. And if they can come out and attack that three-point line, even if you get beaten off the dribble, you have a rim protector in there. I sure hope that James Wiseman is okay after spraining that ankle. He seemed to walk off pretty well.
Yeah, he walked off under his own power, and that's good. But, hits just keep on coming for this team, unfortunately. So we'll see what's going to go on. Apparently Steve Kerr is speaking to the media right now. He says that James is fine, tweaked his ankle, but it's not bad. And that he would expect him to play on Sunday, so stay tuned over the weekend for that.
He laid down for a while, but it probably scared him more than anything. Perhaps he's never done that before.
Well, yeah, if you've ever tweaked an ankle, first 30 seconds, it's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
You think you're going to be laying down there forever. But anyway, hopefully, that kid, he's going to be special. And, if there are some tough nights this year, he's going to be a reason to look ahead to the future. All right, JB, we'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you, Jim.
This is the Verizon Game Rewind.